right, let's go to our scriptures. Today, we're talking about being in the will of God. That's our topic area this morning, being in God's will. And we're going to look at text, Proverbs 4:18. I'm kind of working off two messages, and we're going to put a number of books out in the next little while. I've got a whole bunch of books to be edited. So we need a bunch of materials to give to our friends, our partners that come, people who get saved, and they want to, you know, rather than spend an hour with somebody, you could say, here's, read this book, and, let's talk later. And so that's what we do, and so we're writing a book on finding God's will and salvation. I want to write a story on my recovery, how God delivered me, and how I got out of jail. I'm getting a little closer. The television is getting closer and closer. Cameras are getting closer here. Right in the living room. I can touch you. We got a number of books coming that I believe will help our friends, our partners. So we have a belief that we want to just publicize put publications together ourselves, and so I do have a publication area of my ministry already that we've developed. I need editors. If you're an editor, if you want to have a job, and God will pay you someday. if you're an editor, you can help me out. I really do need help in the that area. We sat down last week figuring out some things about how we can make our television program and ministry more effective. And it's the problem we're having is not enough people that can help us to do. There's so many people, so many hours people have. So so if you want to help out, I just appreciate that you would come. If you have advancement in camera work and editing, we could use you. And so that's something that we're looking forward to, getting more people involved. And we are also, I mentioned last time, if you have a little testimony you would like, we would like to insert you into our program. Maybe a 3-minute segment, a 2-minute segment, how God saved you, how God healed you, how you were filled with the Holy Spirit, how God led you in life. If you have a testimony, we want to use that. So, you know, if you say, tell us how God saved you, you know, very short time, we'll capture that. So if you have that, would you please message me on my messenger, or phone me, or send me an email, or just talk to me personally. I will put you on camera, and we'll talk about your testimony. We want to get that across Canada. People need to know how good Jesus is. Amen. And if you actually got saved, you need to tell it. The more you tell your testimony, the better and more real it becomes to you. So I was told that, if you got free from something, tell somebody. Make sure you tell somebody. Just don't wait for somebody to ask for your testimony. Just go and tell somebody. Find somebody. Say, hey, you want to know something? How God, I got off from drugs. I used to be a drug addict. Tell anybody. Find somebody on the street. I used to go to the psych ward, and some used to have a detox center there, and I'd go and talk to people. And I'd find places where there's people hanging out, and I'd tell them about my testimony. I know that most of the time they didn't listen to me, but I said that was good for me. So I do that. All right, so let's go ahead and pray. Father, we want to thank you this morning for the Word of God. We thank you that the Word of God is alive. The Word of God is powerful. It'll reach out and touch people with serious situations beyond repair. You are the God of the miraculous, the supernatural. And you are able to change lives. And so, Father, with the message today. I pray that anyone that has seemingly a hopeless situation, there's always hope for you. That long as there is a God, there's hope. And your word says a city that has God in it is a hopeful city. And so we're here, and we believe that this city is a city of refuge. That there'll be places here and people here that await people who need help. Thank you for sending more laborers. So we ask your blessing. We invite the Holy Spirit, a great teacher, to come, Holy Spirit, to teach us and help us understand the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The title is, Are You on the Right Path? Are you on the right path? Text, a scripture we're going to use here is Proverbs 4:18. Bible says, the path of the just is as a shining light. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more and more to the perfect day. I propose this idea to you this morning that every now and then we need to examine our walk with God or as a believer or as a churchgoer or as a husband or as a wife, or as a participant in the church. We must to evaluate whether or not we are on the right path. Because the right path may not always look like the right path. And the wrong path might not always look like the wrong path. And so I got that saying from somebody that said that. It wasn't me that said it. Somebody somebody went to got my book at the library. Was it Friday? They picked it up at the college library. And we better put our book in the Waverly Library. And one other girl was reading this book and told this other person, and they went to get my book, and said they used the motto, I will not quit, and I will not be defeated. And they put my name on it. But it's not my saying. So I take, it's mine. I use it anyway. So it's Pastor Hagin's saying. I will not quit. I will not be defeated. So, some things are not as distinguishable as we want it to be. Like, for instance, buying a car. What kind of car do you want? You don't know sometimes. Or where should you live? Should I marry him or should I marry her? If you're a man or woman, that's what we teach here anyway. The Bible teaches. And whether you should take a job, where you should move out of town, should you live in a country? Well, you can't find that in the Bible. But there, you can find out what God wants you to do. And we need to find out what God's will is. What path are you on? Like I said, sometimes things might not be that distinguishable. Here's the scripture for you, Proverbs 16:25. It says, there is a way that seems right unto a man. The word man is a term used for people. So don't get mad if you're a woman. Okay, you're a man, you're a woman. That's true, right? We don't have a womb, but you guys have a woman. Okay, all right. But the end, everybody said the end. Yeah. This is going to happen. The end thereof are ways of death. So some ways might seem like it's the right way to go. But in the end, it might look good, but in the end, the Bible says there's death there. What are we talking about death? Will I die right away? Well, not necessarily. The way of death means, you know, anything that's not going to be considered a good thing for you, eventually it can lead to death. The word death can be defined as something that's not in the will of God and the plan of God. When you have spent all your money and you did things and lived the way that it's not God-pleasing, well, it's like death for you, the end. If you spent all your life doing things and you caused yourself harm and you got sick, well, that's like death working in you. How many people know that sickness is partial death? Death working in a physical body. And so there are some things that might not seem like it's the wrong thing, but it feels good and looks good, but you're hitting in the wrong path. So God makes a distinction of the path of the just and those things that are good for us. And there is a path, a wrong path, for us as God made available, or at least light to us. If God makes a distinction, we also need to make that distinction. There are blessings that go along with walking in a proper path, and certainly there are consequences, negative consequences, for not taking the right road. You don't ever have to wonder if you're on the right path, because God will show you what road to take. Because sometimes to us, to our intelligence, because we can't see everything. God sees everything. We have partial sight in terms of what's in our lives, so we can only count on how many years we've been living. We're using, my personal experience. Well, God's lived a long time, longer than your personal experience. He has more insight than you. He could see both from the spiritual and the natural. We have short-sightedness. So, if God makes that distinction, we have to. So we need to stay on course with God. If we're going to live, in a way that's going to be pleasing to God, we need to walk in a way that's going to be pleasing to our Lord and bring Him glory. So, sometimes we as Christians, or lots of people do this, they walk as a Christian, but they live defeated lives still. And yet they're called victorious in the Scripture, but their lives are saying anything but. Because they're full of fear. They're always looking for money. They're always sad. They're confused. And different things that are going on that is not pleasing to God. God doesn't want you to be confused. So we need to stay on course. So what path are you on? So the Scripture we just read says brighter days are ahead. If things are not going right now and you are on the right path and you've got opposition from the enemy, hey, it's not going to be like that forever. There are going to be better days. So, things will get more clear as you walk on this road. You'll see the connection between what happened in your life, and it'll make sense to you as you walk with God on this right path. There are perfect days that are ahead. Those who fellowship with God, God says, there's a perfect day ahead for you. The days are better. You're not going to run out of money. You're not going to run out of physical strength. I like, what the Psalm says in the Amplified Bible, the Psalm. Let's go and pick up the Psalm. Can we do that? Psalm, I know it's not on my notes, but go to Psalm chapter 1 or chapter 23, 23rd Psalm. Let's use that one. Psalm chapter 23. I hope you don't mind going to your Bible this morning. This is a Bible church. So if you're lazy, go to another church. Hey, praise God, amen. I'm the only pastor that tells people, okay, if they say I'm leaving, they say, okay, go ahead. I'm not going to talk you out of it. You should know enough what to do, because if I talk to you into staying, you're going to get mad at me. If I talk you out of it, you'll still get mad at me. Okay, so look at this. Do we have remarkable faith up there? Yeah. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd. Is this the Amplified? Why don't you use the Amplified with the C on it? Classic. We want the classical definition. Because how many people know the Amplified Bible takes a key word in the Bible, it takes the key word and takes that word from the Greek and pulls it out for you. Okay? Now watch this. Do you have it? You got the other version of it? Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. Notice this. To feed. If you just stop even right there, if you're not eating good, you're on the wrong path. Amen? You see, he's got no food in his house. If you don't have any guidance in your life, you're on the wrong path. McKay, I should go sit down. Case settled. Hey? To shield me. You got protection. God's protection is on you all the time. If you're walking with God, ain't nothing going to happen to you. It's like the devil trying to come against you, and there's a big plate of glass in front of you. And he's trying to get at you, and he can't get at you. You just walk by. So notice, I shall not lack. So you're not going to lack to have anything, any provisions. You're not going to lack, if you're on the right path, to have any kind of guidance and instructions you need for your life, or any kind of protection from sickness, disease, or you better be on the right path. If you're going on a vacation, you better know that God's coming with you. If the plane doesn't go down, make sure that a snake doesn't bite you. I mean, you don't think about this until you have to. So, I like to say, I want to be where God called me. Because I know I feel have perfect protection wherever he says, hey, go here and give a message. And, a lion's on the road and they just walk by and say, hi, lion. We know if God says it, then we need to believe it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Okay, you're alive. Okay. So there are days, perfect days ahead, when we fellowship with the Father. Blessings are upon the head of the just. Proverbs 10:6 says, blessings are head upon the just. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. While we don't want to be in violence. Proverbs 4:14 says this as well. Enter not the path of the wicked. And go not in the way of the evil men. So God is encouraging you to make the right path. You come at a crossroads in your life. And there's something, you come at a crossroads. You can go this way, a right hand or to the left hand. The way outside of the will of God, it's a wide road. And you can do whatever you want to do. Whatever you feel, go ahead and do it. If it feels good, do it. But how many people know not everything that feels good is the right thing to do? Because eventually, something will happen in our lives. Like, say, for instance, I love chicken. Morning, noon, and night. But if I eat chicken all the time, something bad's going to happen. Seriously, you can't just eat chicken all the time. You got to have some meat of some sort, other things, some veggies. So how can you tell if you're on the wrong road? Well, 1 John 2:20 says this, but you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. You have an unction. There's an anointing on the inside of every single person. There's a buzzer that go off inside of you. There's a buzzer that goes off that says, that's the wrong choice. You know what? If you have to ask if this is wrong, then it's wrong. Is this wrong to... You've already answered your question. If you have to ask for something, that buzzer is telling you that, it's wrong. So there's something that goes off on the inside of you when you're on the wrong path. Watch this. You will get an uneasiness on the inside of you by the Spirit of God tugging in your heart, revealing to you the truth about that situation or choice. Is this helping somebody this morning? Amen. Thanks. Watch this. Proverbs 55 and verse 12. Isaiah 55, 12. Isaiah 55, 12. Watch this. He says, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. You know, when you're in the will of God, there is such joy in fellowship with God that you just feel so wonderful that I'm in the right place. You know you're in the right place. When you're walking with God on the inside, the anointing of God on inside of you tells you, man, this is the right thing. This is the right place. You come in through the doors, you walk into this church, you say, you know what, this is like home. I've never been in this church before, but I feel like this is home. You know, you just feel that. You feel like, you know, hey, I belong here. Amen. If that doesn't happen to you, then, you know, you're in the wrong place. Now, just don't all leave at once. But, you know, I mean, you understand that. We all know that, on the inside of us. He says, and then you shall be led forward with peace. If you're making choices and there's no peace in it, there's something wrong with your decision. You say, you know what? I don't have peace about this. You know, you have to understand when you're making decisions, there's generally two things that you have to understand. First of all, you have a soul. Your soul likes to go by feelings. And it likes to know everything before it makes choices. And so if you always walk that way, you'll be carried down the wrong path. Because when you can't see, the scriptures that instruct you gives you the right thing. It's like, you know, last night we watched these, on the CTV news, these two First Nations girls that become the first, pilots of some kind of like what they're doing. Wherever they are, they said, you know, sometimes where we fly, there's buzzards everywhere. I mean, blizzards. Excuse me, I got some. Blizzards. Okay, so anyway, they fly by instruments. Anybody see the show Airplane? The pilots are flying by instruments. They're all playing. They're in a band. They're playing in the front. Anybody see that? Okay, forget about that. It doesn't work there. Okay, so the instruments, you know, like the pilot who flies when he can't see anything, he's flying by instruments, he's using all these, you know, how could you make sense of all that stuff there? You ever see what it looks like in a pilot? How do you know what to do? You laugh at that. You ever see that? Anyway, I guess they probably don't have to know about all that stuff, maybe. But we have to fly by the instrument and on the inside of us, that witness that tells us whether or not we're walking in the right place. Because sometimes when you make choices, it might not seem like it's the right thing. Like, you know, I'll tell you, you know, I came at a crossroads in my own life, my wife and I. You know, we went to school for many, many years. We spent lots of money and put a lot of energy in our schooling, and all of a sudden I'm at this place, and the Lord says to me to go to the ministry. I have to tell my wife, she had to give up her career as well as I had to do, because if I'm called, she's called. So we both went into the ministry, and to walk away from a career, you have to understand, you've got to know if God called you. And our families say, you know, you guys, you know, what are you guys doing, man? You spent all these years in school, all this money, and now you're walking away from it to go to what? What got into you? And I was afraid of her parents, too. I'm leading her. They said, we want to invite you over to lunch. I said, we'll try to make that real soon. Because, you know, you don't want to face people. Sometimes, you know, people don't understand if you're making choices. I don't know. Has anybody ever done that? You know, you have to make choices that don't make sense to people. It doesn't even hardly make sense to you. You know, take this for example. Abraham. Hebrews 11:6 says that God called Abraham out of his comfortable area into a place where he didn't know anything about it. He says God called him and he went not knowing where he was going. Is Hebrews 11:6 there? That's the wrong scripture. They've changed the numbers on the Bible. What about 11:8? Because in my mind, I'm looking at, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should enter or should receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out not knowing. Everybody say, not knowing.
Not knowing.
Because sometimes you don't always know when God leads you. You don't have all the answers. And that's what's something about faith. When God says to do something, it doesn't look like you're making the right decision. But if you have scripture, you can tell that you're making the right decision. It's not always clear to your mind, but in your spirit, in your heart, you know that God led you. And if you got scripture, the scripture are your eyes for what you cannot see. That's what it's used for. The word of God is given to us so that we can govern our lives according to the will of God. So, he says that you shall be... You shall go out with joy, that's Isaiah 55:12, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. Now, that's a happy place to be. I remember that happened to me when I got born again. I mean, even the dogs were smiling at you. Yeah, you know, you got born again, the dogs, every dog you meet, they're smiling at you. I mean, everything seemed like the clouds were all dancing and smiling at you. You know, the grass was greener. Even the rain didn't bother you. I mean, it just was wonderful when you got born again. You just feel so safe. You didn't care about anything. I didn't care about tomorrow. I was just so happy and born again. How many people experienced that? No, so experienced. You just know. You just felt, man, oh, man, that's wonderful. Woo, that's great. If you don't, if you've never had that experience, I'm going to ask you this morning to receive Jesus in your life 100%, and you'll sense that. Some of you, maybe you, if you haven't made that decision, you just go, well, I don't know what is he talking about? I wish I had that. It don't come by wishing. It comes by believing, right? So, first of all, if you're going to know you're on the right path, first of all, you have that witness on the inside of you that teaches you about everything you need to know about where you're going. So so if you get uncomfortable and you're feeling confused and you're getting anxious, you have fear in your life, you're fearful, and you have strain in your life, and you feel pressured in your life, and you feel you're in bondage, you feel condemned, you're guilty. And you know you're in the wrong road. None of those are from God. So if any of those situations are happening in your life, I mean, you better figure out something and stop right now and start following what God wants you to do. You know, don't be afraid. You know, I like what some guys, you know, said, you know, you can take everything away from me right now, arrest me, take all my money, take all my properties, whatever, do whatever you want to do, but you know, I'll get it back again in a very short time and even more. But you can't take what's inside of me. You can't take prosperity outside of me. You can't take victory from me. Because it's inside of me. Whatever is inside of you is going to come out. It's wonderful to know that. Because God puts that in you. The Holy Spirit will lead you out of bondage and into victory. He'll give you that anointing to lead you, to guide you, to feed you, to shield you. Wherever he's leading you. The Bible says here in Romans 8, 14 and 15, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The sons of God should expect God to lead them. To lead on the inside with that anointing. That's what you could expect. You don't know. You can't always expect, gifts of the Spirit, someone to lead you through the gifts of the Spirit. Just prophesy over me. Just confirm inside of me. No, there's an anointing on inside of you. So, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit of God will bear witness. The most important thing in your life is knowing that you're saved. And how does God do that? How does God let you know that you're saved, you're born again, that you're a child of God? He does it by the witness. Amen. And every other decision he leads you will be by that same method. It's by the witness. 1 John 2:20 says, but you are not like that, the NLT says, for the Holy One he has given you, he has given you his spirit, and you know all things, or know all the truth. Sometimes people don't want the truth. They don't want the truth. They just want to do what they want to do. And so you, if you're on the right path, the Bible says very clearly, you're not to do this, you're not to steal, you don't gossip about people. If you don't like anybody gossiping about you, don't gossip about people. Because that'll come in the spiritual realm. It'll get back to you. Somebody was saying to me the other day, oh, we were talking about you the other day. And they were mentioning, when they said that, they said, we're talking about some good things, right? These are ministers. I didn't get my back up. I don't care who talks about me because I know I live right. So when you live right, you don't care. Even if they say whatever they want to say, go ahead. You know, we don't have to defend that. God's going to defend. But you have received the Spirit who lives within you. You don't need anyone to teach you what is true, for the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true and is no lie. Just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. This is 1 John 2 and 27, the New Living Translation says. He'll teach you. You'll never go wrong. If you're honest, can you say I'm honest? Yeah? If you're honest about your feelings, you're honest about what you're doing, you'll never get off track. But, you know, if you let your flesh dominate you, if you let your unrenewed mind and your feelings dominate your life, then you'll always be making the wrong path because you always make choices that you want. It's not always what you want is the right thing to do. And it's not always what you think is the right thing to do. Because you could be wrong. And you may be, we're taught wrong. And you picked up stuff wherever where you were living before. Now you're living new. Now you're living right. You're trying to walk in the right things. And everything before that was not that way. Now you're very sensitive about making choices. And it seems a whole lot, maybe even harder, because, you know, you have to discipline yourself. And you didn't have discipline before. And once you start working that in, it's easier as you go along. God has ordered. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 37, the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. Psalm 37. And he delights in his way. And even when he makes a wrong turn, God will always protect that person. If you're honest and walking with God and doing the best you can, even if you make a wrong turn and you did something wrong, God will always make it up for you because he knows that you're doing the right thing. I remember before I wrote a check, you know, I wrote a large sum of check. I didn't know whether, I just sensed in my heart that I should do it. I wrote a large check. And I went to my car, got to my home, and I said, you know, maybe I did the wrong thing. I did that happen to me a number of times in my new Christian walk. And I thought, you know, I made the wrong choice. But the Lord said to me, anytime you make a decision for me, I'll always make it up to you. Amen. That's what it says in Psalm 37. You know, so thank God. I've never gone to bed at night, ever, thinking that, you know, I wrote that tithe check. I shouldn't give tithe. I look at my end of the year. Oh, wow, I gave that much money. I never got nervous about it. Never got mad about it. In fact, I got happy. Thank God. I never could give that kind of money when I was in detox. When I was in a psych ward over here, I couldn't give that kind of money. Right? I was told, I went to speak to a bunch of students over there. My wife teaches off campus over by the city hall. Went and talked to some students. She said, "Come, honey, come help talk to the students and tell them about different things. Teach them about this and that." So I talked to the students. You know, people need to know where you come from. Don't be shy where you came from. I'm not. I don't act like, you know. You know, hey, I used to have an outhouse. Even sometimes we didn't have an outhouse. It was too full. You know, we were the running water. That's where I grew up. Most of my childhood was that way. Just dig a hole in there, and take your water, haul it home. When you get up in the morning, your pails are frozen. And then I had to go to school, high school, and thaw out that water so I could make tea and go to work, go to school. It was a chore to go to school. No wonder I hated school. And I told the kids, today, you know, God did this. You know, he helped me. God got me off. I'm no longer addicted. I don't have to go to jail anymore, and I'm not afraid of police. I'm not afraid of police officers anymore. I see police officers coming over there. Oh, hi, officer. How you doing? Oh, praise God. And I went to the courthouse yesterday to help somebody out. You know, I went to the courthouse twice. I spent a whole morning trying to help one person out in the court system the other day. Officers were smiling at me, said, "You're back again." I said, "Yeah, but for the right reason." I'm leaving this place. So I spent all my time helping this person. It's funny, they say, you know, help me out, I'll come to church. I said, okay. They don't come to church. I'll keep my word. I remember my brother says, "Bro, pray with me, agree with me, I'll get a car and I'll come to church. I'll bring people to church." He got a car. He never come back. I'm serious. He has to leave now. He said, I've had enough of this. God has a prearranged certain path for us. He's already arranged it. He's got things ready. He's got your victory all packaged for you. He's got your healing all packaged for you. He's got that husband waiting for you, that wife waiting for you. Woo! And when I saw my wife at the school, she came up to me and says, "You need any help?" And for 30-some plus years, she's been helping me since. I was aghast. I said, she said, "Marry me." You know I'm lying now. He will lead you in the right path. God will do that. He always leads you into righteousness. Yes. I better hurry, I got 1 minute. He will always lead you to the Father's arms. Yes. The Father. And God's a wonderful God. He doesn't want to stop you from having fun. He wants to give you so much. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. God will lead you in that direction. If you don't have peace and joy about what you're doing, then stop making that decision and get in line with God's will and His word. So if you don't have that peace, as we read the other scripture, John 15:13 also says, He'll fill you with joy and peace when you believe Him. There's a joy in there, and there's a peace in there. Ephesians 5:17 says, "Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." So if you don't know what the will of God is and you're walking in a direction, you're being unwise, and unwise people will get into further difficulty in their lives. He says, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ask yourself, what is the will of the Lord? The will of the Lord can be discovered two ways. There is the will of the Lord, number one. We can find the general will of God. The general will for everybody is found right here. You read this, it says, thou shalt not steal. If you're stealing, you stop stealing. The Bible says, stop fornicating. That means sleeping with somebody if they're not married to you. It says in there, do not sleep with another woman if you're not married. So if you're feeling bad about it, don't do it. Go and get a license. Come visit me right away. Amen. This ring here, official status to operate right here. My marriage vows. I don't have to if I don't want to. Amen. And Max is laughing now. He's getting up there. He's getting married real soon. He's hoping that ring will come quickly. Amen. So that's the general will of God. You'll find out right here. If you don't know it, you read it. I read this every year, cover to cover. Just read it every year. And plus, I have Bible studies and study every day in the scriptures, whatever subjects I want, I study there as well as read my Bible every day. You'll get to know the will of God here. Secondly, I gave you that answer before, and that is the anointing of God. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. And if you really, really, really want to learn some ways, the Bible says, as you pray in the Holy Ghost, I don't have time to tell you or show you all those scriptures, but as you pray in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you'll pray the perfect will of God for your life. Amen. And He'll show you things that you need to know. So, we're on the right path, not on the war path. So when you're on the wrong path, you're going to make wrong decisions and go down the wrong road and experience things God never intended you to ever experience. You'll have problems. You'll come to harm's way. You'll come into storms. Perhaps maybe thieves and tough people to deal with. Divine protection is not there. You know, divine protection is intertwined with the leading of the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God says, don't go there, He said, no, I'll just rebuke that. Holy Spirit says, don't go there. Don't go that way. And you go anyway, and then something happens. You say, what happened? Why didn't God help me? God was telling you, don't go there. It's very clear. If you read this scripture, chapter 12, the Bible says, don't go that direction. Avoid it. Avoid it. It says in that chapter there. We read. I don't have time to show you all that. But thank God, we can know. Very simple on the inside of you. Are you feeling okay on the inside? Our teacher used to always say to you, are you doing okay? Are you doing okay? Y'all doing okay? And on the inside, you say, yeah, well, I don't know. If you're nervous in the service, then maybe you're in the wrong road. Let's go ahead and stand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, music team, if you're up around here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for being on the right path that we can know the way. We can know the truth. We can tell on the inside of us by that anointing on the inside of us whether we're on the wrong path, on the right path, or the wrong path. I'll know by that joy gauge on the inside of me. I'll know by that gauge on the inside of me that gives me peace that I'm making the right decision. And so, Father, we honor you today. We honor you today. We say, Father, may your will be done in our lives. May your plans be done. May your will be done. We thank you today that each one of us can make the will of God a possibility to walk in. You make that possible for us. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your plan, for what you have in store for us. Oh, blessed be God. Can we sing that blessed assurance? Jesus is mine. Oh, glory to God. He will lead you and guide you. Jesus is mine. Come on, guys. Come on, Ernie. Grab that mic. Glory divine. Salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. His Spirit washed in His blood. Come on, this is my story. I think it's on here. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Let's sing that song again, that chorus. This is my story. Come on. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Praise God. If you're watching online right now and you're at home somewhere, maybe you don't have a church, maybe you don't have people there, but you know, God's right there. Today, you have a story to tell. And you can have an awesome story to tell when you bring Jesus into your life. Ask Him, come say, said Jesus, come in my life. Save me, and He'll put you on the right path. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we have to call upon Him, and He will save you. And anybody in here, you know, if you're on the wrong path, you can get on it in no time. Father, we want to thank you for every person here that would come to you, that would say, Jesus, I give you my life, I give you my heart. I want to follow you. Be my Lord, my Savior. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you are sent here for me. And so thank you today that I can have that joy, I can have that peace and that victory, and that your protection and you lead and guide and give me whatever I need all the days of my life. So I commit my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Have a wonderful time. This is my story. This is my song. Praise God. Amen.